Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repair man? Then you need Chris Moore. He'll come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And he's been fixing appliances for 44 years. So for that little bit of money, you get a lot of experience. You'll like Chris. He's an honest repairman. He won't fix something that doesn't need fixing. And if your appliance is not worth it, he'll even tell you that. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Not many details, but some breaking news at airtime today. In the village of Lewiston on Center Street around 4 o'clock, a child riding a bicycle was reportedly struck by an SUV. There were no immediate details as to whether or not any serious injuries occurred. Lewiston police and the fire department reportedly raced to that scene. In the city of Niagara Falls on Tuesday afternoon, police were called to the 2200 block of Forest Avenue, where a man with a gun was reported. On arrival, four people ran from the scene, but while searching the area, police said a handgun was located, and their investigation into that incident is continuing. And in Buffalo this afternoon, on Sherman Street near Broadway, an incident occurred where a Buffalo police officer was reportedly shot. First reports in that case indicate that the Buffalo officer will be undergoing surgery for an injury that was not believed to be life-threatening. Authorities tell us the suspect was also shot during the incident, and he also is reportedly not suffering life-threatening wounds. First reports also indicate that this was possibly a domestic incident where the suspect pulled the gun and shot the police when they told him he was under arrest. More local headlines on the way, but a reminder, our local news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Those are your two local drug stores that take the time to care about your every need. They make sure your prescription is ready when you are. They help you find whatever you need, and they'll answer any questions you might have. And they're happy to do it all. That's because the owners are in the stores. These are locally owned and operated drug stores, not some out-of-town organization that only knows you as a number. So stop in and see what the personal touch is all about at Wellness Park or Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Elsewhere in the news, another stolen car over the weekend, another police chase, and four more juveniles arrested by the Sheriff's Department. And thanks to the state's bail reform, another four juveniles released on appearance tickets. Just before 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, the Sheriff's Office got a report of suspicious activity in the area of Woodland Court in the town of Wheatfield, with the suspects in a vehicle attempting to enter parked cars in the area. When deputies arrived, they spotted that group and attempted to pull the vehicle that they were in over, but they didn't stop. Instead, they sped away. They led deputies on a high-speed chase through Wheatfield, drove down Niagara Falls Boulevard into Erie County, then drove through the town of Tonawanda, and ended up abandoning their ride and jumped out of the car on Holden Street in Buffalo. The juveniles then ran to the yards with police in a foot pursuit. All four were caught shortly thereafter and taken into custody. They were charged with possession of stolen property, obstructing governmental administration, resisting arrest, unlawful fleeing from a police vehicle, reckless driving, and with numerous traffic and vehicle violations. And to teach him a lesson for all that, as prescribed by New York State bail reform, they were released on an appearance ticket. Those four suspects in the case were aged 16 to 17, and due to their age, their names cannot be released. All four juveniles are scheduled for a later appearance in juvenile court. Deputies said the vehicle they were driving was stolen earlier out of Amherst. City firefighters logged another structure fire over the weekend on 19th Street. Early Monday morning, firemen were called to 421 19th, where smoke was seen coming from a boarded-up building. Firemen arrived and discovered a fire in the wall in the home that eventually broke through the outside wall. They quickly extinguished the fire and there were no injuries reported. The cause of that fire is under investigation, but authorities tell us that a number of fires have occurred in the same vicinity recently, and some believe it's due to squatters that have been staying in those vacant homes. Others to our news tip line are saying that they're thinking it's an illegal neighborhood way of urban renewal. with police and the City Fire Prevention Bureau looking into all the calls that have happened in the same vicinity. Another fire in the news over the weekend. This one reported at 7 p.m. on Monday night in Olcott, when Olcott firefighters made quick work of a fire on an exterior wall at 5955 Ontario Street. That's near the Olcott Carousel Park. Other details concerning that fire were not immediately available, and no extensive damage was first reported, with the cause under investigation. And luckily, there also was no injuries reported. Over the weekend, an incident in Newfane was reported where a lawn cutting company was hired to cut the lawn of a house where the owner was given warnings by the town to cut his lawn. But reportedly, he did not comply. And they tell us when that happens, to rectify the situation, the town hires a lawn care company to clean up the mess and cut the grass. But while the worker that was called attempted to look over the lawn before he started cutting, the homeowner appeared with a shotgun and told him to get off his lawn. The two reportedly had words with each other. Then the man sent to cut the grass left and called the sheriff's department. They say they're now investigating the incident, with first reports indicating that the homeowner never pointed the gun. Deputies said they're still looking into the matter, but so far, no charges have reportedly been placed. On Chestnut Place in the town of Niagara and Cayuga Village, town police report that a large amount of money turned up missing from a resident's closet there. The victim said they store the money there until it's needed, and the other day when they went to get some money to go out to dinner, they found $7,500 gone. The victim said not many people come through the house, and now officers are attempting to try to find out who may have had access to the area. And finally, more reports of unruly crowds that have allegedly spilled out into the streets over the weekend. Once again on Niagara Street and also on 19th Street, and they reportedly are stemming from buildings that are unlicensed, are illegal, and are speakeasy-type operations. The owners of the properties involved deny this and say they're holding private parties, but on official calls to our news tip line say the establishments are charging money to get in and they're selling drinks inside. That's reported as illegal. And we're also told that the people attending those reported illegal gatherings have been posting videos on Facebook and on the internet showing what's going on inside. Neighbors have reportedly lodged several complaints about the crowds that come and go and congregate in the street, which they say the city police did disperse this weekend. But now authorities are telling us that they've made the state and the liquor authority aware of what's going on, and now they're hoping that this may put an end to what neighbors are calling these unruly parties that the building owners are calling private parties. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our news tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. And you could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net. Or at your convenience when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news first, fair and free, and available here 24 hours a day on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.